Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Start a new rule, like today, like right now, that if your child cannot walk or talk, they shouldn't have a birthday party. Can I do a... Well, what's that?
Any birthday party?
Petition.org or whatever. Yeah, any
at least
birthday
walking.
Party.
I'll give you definitely walking because talking, you know, takes a little bit longer. But if they can't walk, I'm with you on that one.
No, I'm with whatever goes further, whether it's walking.
No celebration at all?
Just...
Like even a cake at home?
Okay, let me explain my story.
Please.
Hot 96.9. My daughter, my youngest, she's turning one.
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday, as a matter of fact, a week from this Saturday, and there's Super Sweet 16.
Yep.
There's platinum weddings. There's all those like big, you know, party shows, and then there's what's gonna happen at my freaking house. Just let's just call it Lucy's birthday. Make a freaking series about this. When it was coming up, I would say when she was probably at about. Maybe 3-4 months old, my wife was already talking about her birthday party for when she turned one. And I was trying to explain it to her. I was like, Nicole, listen, in my life, I don't know if it's a Puerto Rican thing, but I've been to a lot of parties for one-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't really a party for the one-year-old.
At all.
It's like a one-hour kid thing. And then it just turns into straight up adult bash.
Adult shenanigans.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't mind going to those, but I don't want to spend money on one of those. It's just too, I'm like, the kids don't even understand. They're napping half the time. It's like, they don't get it.
Overwhelmed.
They're not going to remember. Yeah. And she's like, no, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And I said, what do you want to do? She goes, well, first of all, I want to make it a unicorn theme. Explain a unicorn theme. I want to get unicorns for the kids to ride on. And I was
that'd be pretty impressive, though, if she could get a unicorn.
Yeah. I said, well, I read somewhere that Kim Jong-il discovered unicorns in North Korea. Are you planning to take a trip and get one of those? She's like, no, I'm going to get unicorns. I said, well, good luck finding somebody who's going to freaking decorate their horses into a unicorn. That was the worst thing I could have said because like a week later, she's like, by the way, I got unicorns.
Oh, yeah. She's very persistent.
Oh, my God.
So she excited.
She convinced somebody to put a horn on a small horse.
A donkey.
And, yeah, and paint their tails or something like that.
Oh, man.
Wait, are the adults allowed to ride them, too?
Just donkey.
Just wondering.
Yes,
I mean,
Melissa.
Okay.
I think there are weight restrictions on donkeys.
What does that mean?
You're allowed.
I don't think adults can ride donkeys.
Yes, they can.
No.
Can't they?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's not a donkey. It's a... miniature horse. I don't even know what kind. I don't know.
It's
probably a Clydesdale.
What do you think a miniature horse is?
A miniature horse? It's a small horse. It's not a donkey.
It's a donkey. That's what they look. It's a pony. Pony's a donkey.
Okay, good.
Anyway, so we got the unicorn theme, right? Then it turned into a cake that she's getting made, which when, you know, I'm like thinking, okay, one little, you know, one of them like, one little stop and shop joint
right.
where you go
yes.
and you get them having
sheet cake.
The babies.
Yep.
No,
get a sheet cake. Those are boring.
Okay, Melissa, please. You're not helping my situation here.
No, I'm just saying.
It costs as much as your wedding cake.
Yeah, I'm with her on this one.
Yeah.
A 1-year-old, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this 1-year-old's getting a cake for, wait for it, 50 people. I was like,
damn.
I'm like, I said, so what should I tell the, you know, big shout out to Cakes by Aaron, by the way.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, I go, so what should I tell them as far as like serving? She goes, let's go with like 50. And I'm like, 50? I said, let's do like 20. No.
Even 20's too much.
No, you're going to have a lot of people at your house. Your family alone is 50 people.
Just wait for it. So now at this point, I'm like, listen, I thought we were just going to do like a small little thing with family, people with like small kids that would enjoy this. No. So at last check, which was about 2 weeks ago, and since then she's added people, she said, all right, so there's a problem with the cake. We might need a bigger cake. And I go, we might need a bigger cake. I ordered a cake for freaking 50 people. She goes, yeah, well, okay, don't get mad at me, but, and I don't think everybody who I invited is going to come, But right now, the guest list is at 91 people.
Damn.
But I don't think everyone's going to come.
That's a lot, though.
It is, but I can understand it. So I understand it.
You understand 91 people for a one-year-old?
I do.
No.
Romero's family alone counts for like 50 of those people.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
I get that.
I got family coming
from
New York.
But it should be like, think about.
Oh my God. I'm not joking.
Think about how many people like are miserable. Like, oh, really? We got to go to a one-year-old birthday party? Is there an open bar at least?
Well, no. No one's miserable now because she convinced a friend of ours to bring his smoker to the house and smoke meat all day, and this is in addition to my mother, my aunt coming over early and cooking Puerto Rican food. This is in addition to her dad barbecuing.
Oh, yes.
My God.
So now I just moved, right? I don't know half my neighbors. I told her, I said, oh, by the way, every neighbor she's met, I've met maybe two or three neighbors. She's met probably about 10 of our neighbors. She's invited every person she's met. And I said, Nicole, you might as well just stick a freaking invitation in everybody's mailbox in the neighborhood.
You have to.
And she goes, oh, so now you want to invite everybody? I go, no. But picture the day of the party.
Right.
People are going to look out the window and see freaking horses walking up and down the street.
Why not just call it the Torres Memorial Day weekend party?
Yo.
Oh, yeah,
seriously.
Don't even have a call it a baby party.
The baby's going to be around for about 45 minutes because you're gonna nap and go to bed.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.